Past Caring by Robert Goddard. Read by Paul Shelley. Prologue. Yes, I have re-entered your olden haunts at last. Through the years, through the dead scenes, I have tracked you. What have you now found to say of our past, scanned across the dark space wherein I have lacked you? The words recur to me now. For I have passed through my own wasted years and dead scenes, and am left with the same remembered longing. If you had told me, my elusive quarry, what to expect from a quest after your past, I would never have embarked upon it. Your shade, which I tracked and moved in, envelops me now in this place of your displaced being. What would you do? I know. There is no need to say. But first, there is a tale to tell. Chapter 1. The spring of 1977 found me, newly past 30, a bad case of wasted talent in a largely waste city. An unemployed, divorced ex-school teacher of foundered promise and dismal prospect. London, that grey month of March, seemed to echo my self-pity. That morning, the echo was a painful one in my head, fused with the dull ache of last night's beer, and a well-worn theme being pursued by my increasingly reluctant host in the kitchen of his Greenwich house. It was Saturday, so the throb of traffic from Maze Hill was muted, the light, too, decently suffused as it struck the table where I sat, sipping strong black coffee. Jerry sat opposite me, washed and shaved, dressed and clear-headed. Just four things he was.